T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, here's a little tease for what's ahead. Good Vikings coverage today. Mike Max is joining us from Lambeau Field. He's got a conversation with Sheldon Richardson, Latavius Murray, Daniel Carlson, Xavier Rhodes, Mark Coyle of the Gophers will start things out with us in about 3 minutes. Derek Falvey and Tyler Austin of the Twins in the 10 o'clock hour. P.J. Fleck of the 3-0 Gophers will join us at his time at 10:30. Tom Thibodeau will be at 11:05. And then two former Gopher coaches in a row, John Gutekunst, whose son plays a big role with the Packers. He's riding out the storm out east. And Glenn Mason, fresh from coverage of a Big Ten game last night. Going to be a full program this morning. We'll get started with Mark Coyle in about 2 minutes. You're listening to Sports Huddle with Sid, Dave, and Mike. All right, here we go. It's going to be a busy meeting, a fun morning. We've got a whole lot of topics to cover. We'll start things out with Mark Coyle. He's the athletics director at the University of Minnesota. Obviously, Mark, we want to talk about that football game yesterday, but curiously, sometime after that football game, and I wouldn't doubt discussions were going on during the football game, you made a decision to cancel the volleyball game, and it was hot outside. I can only imagine what it would have been inside there.
Yeah, as you know, Dave, you know, you and Linda come to so many of our volleyball matches. You know, Matree Pavilion, awesome place, but without the air conditioning, we just felt with player safety, we felt it was the best thing to do not to to play the game last night due to the heat and the humidity, and we made that tough decision, and we will exchange tickets with our fans. We've got a great fan base in volleyball, and we're so grateful for the understanding, but we will do our best to exchange tickets for a future game for those fans that had to miss last night's opportunity.
And no makeup game. It's going to be exchange as you can for future scheduled games,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, that's correct. So both teams actually start their conference play. You know, Kansas State's in the Big 12, so they start conference play this week. And we start Big 10 play this week. And we just felt like we couldn't get the game in. So they will be no makeup game, unfortunately.
Very good. Mike Max joins us from Lambeau Field. Mike, jump in.
I tell you, yeah, I'm in the heart of tailgate country right now as I look around. And there's nothing, obviously, that you can compare to Lambeau Field. People in the yards in green and gold, plenty of Viking fans. And I'm thinking to myself, and Mark, I'm sure you've thought about this many times, I don't know sometimes, can you create an unbelievable tailgate game day experience? You guys are always trying to find something new at TCF Bank Stadium, or do you think that happens organically? Because this is almost hard to explain as I look around.
Yeah, you know, Mike, I agree with you. You know, I had a chance, you guys both know, when I left Minnesota back in 2005, went to the University of Kentucky, and I would argue, you know, Kentucky and that basketball program and the nostalgia on that program is pretty unique. And obviously, you know, the Packers and what they have in Lambeau Field, a unique environment in a small town where everybody kind of adopts that program, was kind of like Kentucky basketball was. And, you know, I know we're working hard at Minnesota. You know, we've got a great campus environment, the stadium on campus, and we've got unique places for people to tailgate, but we want to continue to grow that. And I think winning and having a great tradition plays a big part of that. And hopefully we continue to build on that tradition and get some wins moving forward.
Talking to Mark Coyle. Mark, for people who didn't stay up late enough last night, I was among them, but I looked right away this morning. That Fresno State team that the Gophers beat a week ago, UCLA yesterday, is supposed to be a tough game. I think Fresno State won that game something like 38-13. Certainly makes the Gophers' victory in game number two seem better. And then your thoughts on yesterday's game.
Well, you know, Dave, as you know, when I was out at Boise State as the athletic director for 4 years, I had a chance to see Fresno State up close, and that's a good team. I mean, they'll get 10 wins this year. They're a solid program. They won 10 wins last year, beat Boise State, and then had to play them a week later and lost them in the conference championship game. But they're a good program, and, you know, that's a good quality win for us. And yesterday, you know, given the conditions with the heat, you know, we get a win yesterday, and obviously we start Big Ten play. But I'm just so grateful. We talk about this a lot. I'm just grateful for the young men in our football program. You know, they've worked incredibly hard. They've bought into what PJ and his coaching staff are doing, and PJ and that staff is doing a wonderful job. And we've got a young team that's responding to Coach Fleck and the staff. We've got great senior leadership with our seniors and upperclassmen. So we obviously feel like we're going in the right direction, and we have a big opportunity this weekend at Maryland.
You know, Mark, I was listening to the Wisconsin game coming out here because I was driving out to Green Bay, and of course they had a huge upset. Brigham Young beat them, and nobody saw that one coming. And I'm sure Minnesota fans say, you know, good for the Badgers in some respects, but really it helps you guys to have every Big Ten team win every non-conference game overall, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, Mike, yesterday was a strange day for the Big Ten. If you look across the board and some of the scores that you saw with some of the teams, you know, a lot of those scores caught my attention. And there's no doubt, you know, we need Big Ten teams to do well in non-conference play. And obviously when we have a chance to play our Big Ten counterparts, we want to do everything we can to beat them. But, you know, in those non-conference games, we're pulling for the Big Ten and want them to win. And, you know, I just think it illustrates just how competitive it is. You know, I remind people all the time when you get a win, you're just thankful you take it and you move on to the next one because everybody wants to win. It's very competitive. It's very hard. And, again, we're just grateful that we're off to this 3-0 start and look forward to Maryland.
Mark, part of your job is the entire game presentation, not just the action on the field. And I'm not sure, but I think the loudest noise made from the stands during yesterday's game was the introduction of Tony Dungy.
Yeah, you know, Dave and Mike, he's such a wonderful ambassador for, you know, not only the game of football, but for life. You know, just a wonderful person. And I've not had a chance to meet him until this weekend when he came into town for the NFL Hall of Fame ceremony here on campus when they donated a plaque back to campus. But he's just a first-class individual, as you know. And he was beloved. And I can tell you when they introduced him, Tony turned to me and said, this really meant a lot. He was very emotional about it. It meant a lot for him to be back home in Minnesota where it all began for him. And again, the applause he got from our fans really touched him. And he made a comment to me and President Kaler about that, which was really cool to see and be a part of.
You know, Mark, I had that same event with you on Friday night and had a chance to spend some time with Tony after. And it's just amazing to me, and I'm sure that you were amazed as well. It's not just that he says thank you to the University of Minnesota. It's that he remembers specific people, names. He told a great story about his recruiting visit, meeting Jim Brewer, and the advice Jim Brewer gave him, and the advice that Sid Hartman gave him about taking an internship at General Mills. Yeah. You know, all of us, Dave, Mark, you meet a lot of people in your life, obviously, that are high profile. But he kind of never ceases to amaze me at his roots and how he can remember and not forget and how he pays attention to detail and to people.
Hey, Mike, you're exactly right. And, you know, that was a great story about his visit here in January and getting on campus. And you know what I think it's what makes him so unique because he does remember those people who touched him, those people that had an impact on him. And Mike, you heard him speak. He spoke so glowingly about his time at Minnesota and the impact it had on his life and how it helped lay the foundation for the rest of his life. And again, you talk about, you know, somebody who just represents everything that's so positive and what you want. We're just very grateful that he's a Gopher, was a part of our program, and gave a great talk to our team yesterday before the game. So we're just grateful for his involvement.
We've been talking about Tony Dungy. Bobby Bell was there yesterday as well. I saw Bobby on the field. Gee, he looks really, really good. Do the kids get it? These players, I mean, their parents, in some cases, their grandparents were around during the careers of Dungy, maybe their parents and Bell, their grandparents. Do they get it, the significance of who these guys were to Gopher football?
I think they clearly do. You know, I think, you know, Bobby Bell on the sideline yesterday was great to see him and see some, you know, again, Tony and some of the other players that come back. Lawrence Maroney, who was on the sidelines yesterday and having a chance to interact with him. You know, and Dave and Mike, we spend a lot of time talking to our student athletes. All of our coaches do. You know, that we always want to make sure we're mindful of the people who came here first. You know, we have wonderful things because we had many, many student athletes who came here first and helped lay down a great foundation for our program and for all of our sports. And so we've got these brand new facilities, whether it be TCF Bank Stadium, and we got Athletes Village and all these great facilities. And those facilities are a result of many people who came before them. And we always remind our student athletes always to be grateful and mindful of the people who came before you and make sure you leave this place better than you found it. So we definitely recognize those people and are thankful that they're a part of our program and involved with our program.
Yeah, and Maroney, of course, in town, your own Hall of Fame induction for different Gopher former athletes. Hey, somebody asked me, what's the criteria? How do you decide on who makes the University of Minnesota Sports Hall of Fame?
Yeah, well, what we do each year, Mike, we obviously, with all of our 25 programs, each year we put out a list of class, you know, people who've graduated from Minnesota and had distinguished careers in athletics. And we go through with our coaches, with our staff, and we former Hall of Famers have a chance to review those people, and we get selected. This year we inducted 7 people into our class this year, all great people. And, you know, again, it's a great honor. And when you have those people back on campus, again, it's a chance for our current student athletes to recognize the people before him and give thanks and just appreciate what they've done for our program.
Mark, there was some talk in our section yesterday with the new redshirt rules that there's a distinct possibility the Gopher backfield next year could feature 2 6th-year seniors, which has never happened before, and it would be Smith and Brooks. And somebody with a shorter memory said that's probably the best pair of running backs the Gophers ever had at one time. Well, you've had a prior stint at the University of Minnesota, and I said to him, you know, Maroney and Barber were pretty good.
With Tepe as a fullback.
Yeah, right. With number 44 blocking for him, Thomas Tepe. Yeah. Know, when I was here before, we had a credit back to, I mean, as you guys both know, had special years from 1-5 with the three bowl victories and the success they had with that solid running game. And obviously, Rodney has been nothing but class, with bless his heart with the knee injury. But, he's excited. He's cheering his teammates on. And having him and Shannon back will definitely give us great depth for the future. So we're really excited to get him back and healthy.
Mark, we're going to run out of time here, and we've got a couple of Vikings we need to talk to, but we really appreciate your joining us here this morning. I'd like to check in with you very regularly. Things are going quite well now for Gopher Sports.
Hey, listen, we appreciate it, and Maxie, get us a win over there in Green Bay. Go Vikings.
I'm working on it. I feel like a minority right now, though. Parking lot, but we'll try.
Okay. It's all on your shoulders, Maxie. We'll be back right after this to talk Viking football. You're listening to Sports Huddle. Sid, Dave, and Mike. Hey, Maxie, you are there at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. Are they the kind of weather there that we've got here today?
They do. They're talking about a high of 84 degrees here today, which would come, between noon and 3, and it is there is no wind. Went out for a run this morning. There is not even a trace of wind right now. So that means that inside Lambeau, where it swirls a lot because the way that bowl is built, it may not swirl at all today. I don't think it's going to be like it was yesterday in Minnesota with that humidity so great that they had to change, MIAC games, and then Mark Coyle, changing the volleyball game or canceling the volleyball game. So I think it'll be very playable. And as you know, Dave, they've got the best of everything out here in terms of fluids and IVs and everything that these players need to be hydrated, to be safe, and all those things. So I don't think it's going to be a major factor. It's just so strange because I've been here so many times that, the NFL likes to have this game in December, hoping that it will snow, and it's usually at night, Sunday or Monday night, and it's flat out cold. So it's just different for everybody here because all the Vikings fans I'm talking to, they make this a regular trek, and they say this is strange putting suntan lotion on today.
You talked about all the Vikings. You talked to one of the fun things about having you there is we get some fairly current thoughts from some of the key Viking players. Let's start with the first of yours. You talked to Xavier Rhodes. Let's listen in.
You've been down this road before playing Green Bay on the road, like when you see a Mike Hughes or a young rookie. What do you tell them about playing in Lambeau and playing against the Green Bay Packers?
Green Bay at home, Lambeau, historic place, great team. With Aaron and those guys, the defense too is pretty good. I mean, we're looking forward to being in a battle. A division game, every division game is pretty tough, as you can see. Always come down to the last 2 minutes or last minute in those games. So we're looking forward to being in a battle.
What'd you learn in game one in San Francisco?
The game never ends. You got to fight towards the end. We're going to have mistakes. Try to minimize the mistakes because they was on the verge of coming back to win the game. So we got to try to not kill ourselves in those games.
What's the comfort level when you look around and you see a bunch of guys that you've been playing with for a few years, except for maybe Mike Hughes?
We the chemistry is there. We've been together for four years now. So the chemistry is there. We know each other in and out. We try to, continuously work with each other. Try to watch film, get to know our opponent together so we know what's coming and what's happening together so we can adjust to the changes we see on the field. So we try to work together and do everything as a team.
You explain you and Harrison Smith together because you guys look like you just look at each other with a wink or a nod and know what's what to expect.
Me and Harry just know each other. We've been together since I've been here. And so he had 1 year without me, so it's just a thing, It's just something that me and him, not only me and him, but the team, The defense, we've been together for a while. So we just, as a team, as a defense, just starting to bond and it's just starting to come as one.
Jimmy Graham do a lot different for him? Has that changed things a lot?
Jimmy Graham has always been a threat no matter what team he goes to. He's been a great player, when he was at Seattle, when he was definitely at New York, at the Saints. So he's not, like you say, he's not a tight end, he's a receiver. So we label him as a receiver. So we're looking forward to him getting out, running routes, catching the ball at the highest point. We're looking forward to him being tough to cover.
I thought Xavier Rhodes and then place kicking obviously could play a big role in this game. We'll take a quick break here and come back, and Maxie will talk to us about his conversation with Daniel Carlson, the Vikings place kicker. That'll be right after this. Sports Huddle, Sid, Dave, and Mike. We are back, Maxie. I'm going to tee up the Daniel Carlson interview right here, and we'll have about 30, 45 seconds to talk at the end of it. So anyway, we talked about place kicking going to be important. Let's hear from Daniel Carlson.
Week one in the NFL, like for you?
Unbelievable. Big win for us, and just a really cool moment for me personally, of course, too. Just my first official NFL game, first official kicks. You know, just really special that, you know, I finally made it this far and, you know, got that first one under my belt. So excited for what's ahead and just going to hopefully keep rolling from there.
Were you able to take it in a little bit when you get out there and go, okay, you know, we've seen the preseason, I've seen Auburn, I understand it all, but this is pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was able to soak it in a little. And obviously, you know, I got to be focused on what's ahead and, you know, each kick one at a time. But, you know, there's certain times here and there where you just got to soak it in and enjoy it. And so just, special game and, you know, hopefully many more ahead.
And now we go with the obligatory, what's it like to kick on natural grass versus turf question.
Yeah, no, it's not a lot different. You know, I think especially this time of year, Green Bay's grass should be fairly good. You know, if they're playing a little later in the season, that might not be the case. But, you know, we're not too worried about that.
What do you do when you get out on the field? What are you looking for? What's a kicker do right away? Because we all have kind of routines and things you're looking for.
Yeah, you know, I think the environment, figuring out the winds and stuff, especially in an outdoor game, is very important. So, you know, figuring out those little things and just pregame kind of feeling things out kind of teaches you how to approach the game, you know, whether you want to aim a little to the right or left, depending on how the ball is going to fly that day.
Scouting reports a lot, the same as college, we kick to this guy, we don't kick, we kick it out of the end zone. Is that any more intricate in the NFL?
A little bit. You know, I think they do a little more, obviously, you know, in college they do a lot of homework, but I think it is a little more specific, and you always look at the returners and see who you might want to kick touchbacks versus which coverage, which teams you might want to go cover a kick and, you know, kick a little shorter and try to tackle them inside the 25. But, you know, we'll see. It depends each week and depends how aggressive we want to be. But they definitely do a great job of that, coaching and, you know, relaying that information to me.
What's your routine when a team's going on a drive that could end in a game-winning field goal?
Yeah, it's the exact same as any other drive. You know, you try not to let the moment get too big. You know, it's the same kick as kicking in practice or kicking, you know, beginning of a game versus the end of a game. You know, you're trying to be repetitive and not let anything change because you want that consistency. So, you know, at the end of the day, each kick's the exact same, whether it's in front of 100,000 people, you know, national television, or the pressure's on. You're gonna want to make each kick and you know, do the same thing for everyone.
I can't imagine you could be better prepared though as a kicker than to go through the SEC for the NFL. I mean, I can't imagine there'd be a better simulator, so to speak.
Yeah, I think it gave me a lot of good experience in front of big crowds, big games. You know, obviously Auburn's got a big game in LSU this weekend, so you know, there's always those big games in college. But you know, it's a little different in the pros, where each week there's a good team you're playing against. You don't have any off weeks where, you know, maybe you're not playing as good of a team. So, you know, I'm going to approach it the same way and, you know, just do my job one kick at a time.
Max, you got about 10 seconds here. Good luck on your TV. You're going to join us when? Rejoin us when?
About 11:45, I'll be back with you.
Sounds great. Appreciate it. Mike Max there in Lambeau, checking with him later. We'll be back with more right after this. Sports Huddle, Sid, Dave, and Mike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.